The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Davov derives from the Pasuk Beficha a very unique halacha when it comes to Hilchot Staka. And that is that even though in general, when you want to obligate yourself mitzad the Parsha of Nedarim, you need a very specific terminology that you will employ in order to mechayv yourself in a neder. When it comes to Nidrei Tzedaka, the halacha is different. And any time you pledge to give a certain amount of money to Tzedaka, even though you didn't employ the regular Loshen of Nedarim, it's Chal, and it's considered Nidrei Tzedaka, and you're obligated to keep your word, you're obligated to fulfill your pledge, even though all you did is say you're going to give, and you didn't use a specific Loshen of Nedarim. Not only is this true when you articulate the pledge and you say that you're going to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah, according to the Ramah, even a firm intent to give tzedakah, even if you're mechashev b'daitoi and you intend in your mind, you decide in your mind that you're going to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah, that machshava is binding, and you're mechuyev to fulfill your pledge, even though it wasn't actually verbalized, and you have to give it because the neder was chal. Now the Shulchan Aruch argues, and the Shulchan Aruch holds that you have to articulate the nidrei tzedaka in order for the neder to be chal. But l'mayis Ashkenazim follow the Ramah that even by machshava the neder is chal. What is the source of the Ramah? The source is the fact that we learned tzedaka from other nidrei hekdesh, and the Gemara learns out in Shavuos that when it comes to nidrei hekdesh, it's chal even machshava, because it says nidiv liboy, nidiv lev, and we learn from there that even if it's belev, it's chal. So too, when it comes to tzedaka, even though it's merely in your heart, it's belev, it has an effect, and you're mechuyev to fulfill your firm commitment, even though the commitment has not been verbalized, and it was only in your mind. There's a stira, a seeming contradiction between two Gemaras when it comes to delaying your fulfillment of your neder and the Isser of Baal Ta'achir. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dav Dalet Amud Aleph tells us, Tanya, Echod HaNoider VeEchod HaMakdish VeEchod HaMarech Kevan She'ovru Alov Gimel Regolim Eiver BeBaal Ta'achir. The Gemara talks about different nedarim and hekdeshes. And the Gemara says, when you make a neder, how long do you have to fulfill your neder before you're over on the Isser of Baal Ta'acher for delaying the fulfillment of your neder? The first man the Yomar holds, you have three regalim. After three yamim toivim come and go, and you still have not fulfilled your neder, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. Alav da'iraisa Baal Ta'achir. Reb Shimon Omer, Gimel Regolim Kesidron. Says Reb Shimon, you have until three Regolim expire, but they have to be Kesedr. They have to be in the correct order. V'chag HaMatzah is Tchilo. That means you start from Pesach and go Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So no matter when you're neider, you wait for Pesach, and that's the start of the count, and it goes Pesach, Shavuos, then Sukkos. The Gemara has different opinions as to exactly when you're over in Baal Ta'acher, but it seems like it's basically after the passing of three regalim. Taisvis and the Rajba and the Ran, the Rishonim all ask a stira between this Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Dav Dalid and the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Dav Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Dav Vav Amud Aleph tells us, Beficha Zutztaka, says the Gemara, we learn from the Pasuk Beficha, and there's a concept called Nidrei Tzedaka, and says Rava, Utzedaka mechayev le'alter. You're mechuyev to pay up your neder that was to Tzedaka, miyad, immediately. And there's no grace period. There's no time that you have to wait and see before giving your Tzedaka. You have to give it right away. And if you don't give your Tzedaka right away, you're over in Baal Ta'acher right away. The Gemara says, why? Why, when it comes to tzedakah, is the chiyuv effective immediately?
Says the Gemara, my time are the hakaimi aniyim. Because aniyim are always in need of tzedakah. There's always a necessity. And therefore, already miyad, you're mechuyev to give your tzedakah in order to avoid being over and bal ta'acher. The Rishayim asked that this seems to contradict the Gemara in Daf Dalet. The Gemara says that you're only over and bal ta'acher if you allow three regalim, three yamim tovim to pass before giving your tzedakah. And only if you delay this period of time are you in violation of bal ta'acher. The Gemara in Daf Vav says that when it comes to the halacha of bal ta'acher, when it comes to delaying your fulfillment of your pledge to give tzedakah, you have miyad. And if you don't give right away, you're over and bal ta'acher immediately. And this seems to be a contradiction. Taisus answers that the difference between the two Gemaras is whether there's kaimei aniyim befonov or not. If there are aniyim that are in the person's life that are coming to him and are notifying him that they need tzedakah, then the chiyuv is miyad. And if you delay giving them tzedakah immediately, you're over and bal ta'acher. However, if there's no presence of aniyim in your life, aniyim have not approached you, you don't have aniyim in front of you, says Tosfos, then the zman of bal ta'acher only takes effect after the passing of three regalim. Only after three regalim pass are you over in bal ta'acher if there are no aniyim kamei, if there are no aniyim in front of you. So that's the shita of Taisus, that it depends on if there are aniyim in front of you. If there are aniyim in front of you, you're chayiv miyad. And if you don't give miyad, you're bal ta'acher. And if there are no aniyim in front of you, then you have three regola. The Ran disagrees. The Ran, in the beginning, the Dalf Aleph Amud Beis and Daf Yarif has a different mahalach, slightly different. And he says like this. If aniyim are in front of you, and they approach you, you're over right away, just like Taisus assumed. And if you don't give right away, you're over and bal ta'acher. However, if aniyim are not in your presence, they're not in front of you, they're not approaching you, says the Ran, you do have to be mafresh the money right away. You have to separate the money for tzedakah right away. However, you could leave the money set aside until aniyim come to approach you. You don't have to go look for the aniyim. You don't have to go seek out aniyim in order to give them the tzedakah. So that's the shita of the Ran. That if aniyim are kaimei, they're befonov, they're right in front of you, then you have to give it right away. And if you don't give it right away, you're even bal ta'acher. If aniyim are not in front of you, you have to be mafresh the money right away, but you don't have to go find aniyim. Yet you can let them find you. You don't have to give it right away, but you have to be mafresh right away and wait till they come to you in order to give them. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Nun Zayin Sif Gimel Paskins. If a person makes a neder to tzedakah, he has to give the tzedakah right away if aniyim are in front of him. And if he doesn't give it right away, if aniyim are in front of him, he's over on bal ta'acher. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, paskining like the Ran, if aniyim are not in front of him, he's mafrish the money right away, and he leaves it there until aniyim come and approach him and ask him for the money. He doesn't have to go ahead and find aniyim to give the money to. The Shach explains also that you don't have to be machzir achreihem, you don't have to go and seek out aniyim in order to give your money to these aniyim. Even if three regalim pass, you don't have to find aniyim. In other words, according to the Ran, says the Shach, the Ran holds that if aniyim are not in front of you, you have to be mafresh the money right away, but you don't have to go and find aniyim. You could wait until the aniyim find you. However, the Ran also has a kula that Taisus doesn't have. Taisus holds that if aniyim are not in front of you, you have three regalim, and after three regalim, you're over and bal ta'acher. So Taisus has a kula in that you don't have to be mafresh the money right away. You have three regalim. However, Taisus also has a chumrah that after three regalim, you're over and bal ta'acher, even if aniyim are not in front of you. The Ran has a kula and a chumrah. The Ran has a chumrah that you have to be mafresh the right money right away. And all you have to do is leave it by you. You don't have to go and seek out aniyim. However, the Ran also has a kula. And that is that even if three regalim pass, if aniyim haven't approached you, You're not over in Baal Ta'acher. That's the Shita of the Ran. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ran, that it's not totally in three regalim like Taisus, it's totally in being mafresh the money right away, if Aniyim are not in front of you, and waiting till the Aniyim come and approach you and ask you for the money. You don't have to go seek out Aniyim, and there is no shear of three regalim at all when it comes to tzedakah. The shear of three regalim, according to the Ran, only applies to a person who is neider to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and he was makdish something. When you have Nidre Hektish, that's when you have the shear of three regalim with respect to Baal Ta'acher. When it comes to Nidre Tzedakah, according to the Ran, there's no shear of three regalim when it comes to Baal Ta'acher. Based on this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, in accordance with the Ran, if a person makes a commitment to give money to Tzedakah, he's mechuyev to do so immediately. Why? Because usually poor people are present in your life, or you know of poor people that need the tzedakah, and therefore it's considered a case of aniyim that are in front of you, and in that case you're over in Baal Ta'acher if you don't give the tzedakah immediately. Now, if there are no aniyim in front of you and you don't know of any aniyim in your life that need tzedakah, then you should, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you should be mafresh the money right away and wait for aniyim to approach you. Now, many places can point out that nowadays, since we have usually common knowledge of many poor people that are in our lives and that need tzedakah, so many places can say it's as if aniyim are in front of you, and therefore you should give the money right away because you want to avoid the iser of Baal Ta'acher. However, the place can say that there are exceptions to the rule, and there are ways how to circumvent the law of Baal Ta'acher. There are ways how to avoid being over on the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nun Zayin Sif Gimel brings down from the Rosh that a person can make a Tanai, and he could say when he's making this commitment to give tzedakah, when he's making this pledge, he's allowed to make a Tanai, and he's allowed to stipulate that he's going to be mafresh the money, but he wants to distribute it to the aniyim a little at a time, as he sees fit, and he doesn't want to be mafresh it all at once. And if he makes this tonight, he's not going to be in violation of Baal Ta'acher, because his original neder to tzedakah was that he's only giving tzedakah while he keeps the money by him and gives it little by little as he sees fit. So that's the first etzah. You make a tanai that you want to be mafreshit little by little as you want. The second exception to the rule is brought down in the Ramah over there, B'shem the Mordechai. And that is that if a person makes a pledge to give tzedakah in a public forum, in a shul, let's say, and you say you're going to give money to the shul, you're not over in Baal Ta'acher until the gabbai tzedakah comes and is toiveya the money from you. But you don't have to worry about paying it right away. Otherwise, you're going to be over in Baal Ta'acher. Because when it's done berabim, that hanocha is the implicit intention that we assume is that you're going to wait until the gabbai tzedakah collects it from you and asks you to pay up your pledge. And only then you're going to have to give the money to the gabbai tzedakah. But in that case, if it's done berabim or it's done betzibor, you donate money to a yeshiva, to a shul, we assume that you're not over in Baal Ta'acher until he collects the money from you, because that's the derech olam, that's the implicit assumption that a person, stoma, has das to give it when the gabbai tzedakah comes to collect it from him. Now, if it's taka a situation in which the gabbai tzedakah expects him to pay without any tviya, without any collection, then, in fact, he would be mechuyev to pay up his pledge right away. Because the entire dispensation given by the Mordechai is based on the fact that we assume that the person only has das to pay up when he's, approached by the gabbai tzedakah. But before he's approached, the das is that he doesn't have a chiyuv to give. The third exception to the rule is that if you gave a pledge and you said, I'm going to give tzedakah, but at the time of the neder, you said, I'm going to give the money to a specific ani, in that case you could hold the money by you until you give it to that ani, you don't have to worry about acher since it's earmarked for that specific ani. So since the money is earmarked for that specific ani, you don't have to worry about baal ta'acher while waiting to give it to that specific ani. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna says that there's an overarching eitzah that exempts you from ever worrying about baal ta'acher when it comes to nidrei tzedakah. And that can be accomplished by simply making a tenai when you make a pledge to give tzedakah. And the tenai is that I only want it to be considered tzedakah when I actually hand it over to the yoni. So I don't want it to have the halachic status of tzedakah until I actually hand it over, and then you're not going to be over in baal ta'acher if you delay giving it, because since you made a tenai that you only want this neder to be matisit with a din tzedakah b'shas nesina while you give it over, memela we could assume that it doesn't have the status of tzedakah until that point, and therefore you're not going to be over in baal ta'acher.